The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's like recovering from a weekend at the horror hotel. You got to get yourself untied. All right.
I've never been to the horror hotel, so I don't know.
Oh, someday, my son, you will know. Anyway, okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's like recovering from a weekend at the horror hotel.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4769. UFO for Wednesday the 20th of May 2026. Y'all, coming up today, sail with me. A show. Y'all, I'm gonna catch up on voice letters and do a lot of talking about the survivor, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sneezy good morning to... You!
Hello, survivors. Big Fatty couldn't come up with anything else. No, I should have said hello, prognosticators. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Now, y'all, I'm pre-recording this. Calls Granny Derwood now over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex right now. But y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was that Jimmy Bale and Brian in the Bury. And y'all, there's someone who has evidently dealing with the pollen. They've got some nasal congestion.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Now, y'all, I'm going to comment about some of the latest people that voted out. I'm not surprised that the TV guy was voted out. He played a fun game. He had a good time. Devins, Rick Devins. Y'all, Ozzy. Hot man, but he knows better than to not play that his idol, and it sent his ass home with an idol in his pocket, and you know, that's just too bad because he's delicious to look at. And y'all, praise Hydrogen that Sari got voted out on last week's episode. So y'all, it's down to the final five. It's Jonathan, hot. It is Joe the fireman, hot. It is Aubrey. It is what's the other girl's name? I don't know. And it's hang on a second. Where's the thing here? I should know who these people are by now. Rizzo, y'all, I love Rizzo, and Survivor 50 cast. All right, let's just see here. In the hands of the fans. Well, where are they? What is her name? What is that girl's name? Y'all, they had 24 players this season, which is more than I think they've ever had before. I can't tell you how much I'm happy I am that Coach was gone. Who am I trying to think of? Y'all, I'm embarrassed. Tiffany.
Y'all, here are my predictions. I predict that the finale later on tonight, Wednesday night, it's a 3-hour episode with a live announcement of the winner and the reunion show. But I think it depends if Tiffany wins immunity to get it down to 4, then I think it will either be Jonathan or the other girl. I just said her name. What was her name? Anyway, if she does not win immunity, I think Tiffany's going. Aubrey, that's the other girl's name. So it's either going to be Aubrey or Jonathan if Tiffany wins immunity. If they don't, it'll be Tiffany leaving. Rizzo will not be going because he has an idol, so he's guaranteed to be into the final four. Now, the final four, I think, the guy that was on CBS Mornings, he said he predicted that the final three would be Rizzo and Joe and Aubrey. And he thought that Aubrey was going to win. A lot of folks are thinking Aubrey's going to win. I don't think Aubrey's going to win. I think that, y'all, I would love if Rizzo won. But, y'all, I think he's, I hope he keeps his mouth shut because, you know, as soon as he starts bragging and all this kind of stuff and tooting his own horn, I hope he waits until it's the jury is asking him to toot his own horn. But I would love to see Joe win. Jonathan, I think he's too big of a he's too big of a threat to make it to the final three. So I think the final three will be Joe and Rizzo and either Aubrey or Tiffany. And I think Joe is going to win it all. I shouldn't say that because, I don't know who's going to win, but I hope it's Rizzo. And if it's not Rizzo, I hope it's Joe. And that's where I stand on that. Now, y'all, Miss Gail King was going to be live at the finale, and she and Jeff Probst are going to present the $2 million check to the winner on Thursday morning on CBS Mornings. That'll be good. Y'all, they were talking, this guy that was on, Rob, who was a former contestant, there was discussion as to whether the coin toss from Mr. Beast was rigged or not. Y'all, it's not rigged. There are standards and practices, folks, competition to make sure that nothing is rigged. In fact, we saw production come in on one of the challenges that Tiffany was not in position, so she was eliminated, even though she won the competition, but she wasn't eligible to go because she wasn't in position yet. And production stepped in, and Jeff said, you know, we have a group of production folks and lots of different cameras watching everything and reviewing everything, and standards and practices are there and all this. So, y'all, the coin toss was not rigged at all. But anyway, y'all, I think it's been a great season. I think that they may have one last challenge for them. And y'all, I think something tells me that the final three will be determined by the four is it's not going to be the winner of a challenge. I think it's going to be the final four people make fire, and the three that make fire the fastest are going to be the three in the finale. That's just a gut feeling. I don't know nothing. But that's that. Yes, Big Fatty, can we move on to some voice letters? Yes, we can. So, y'all, you'll hear more about me gushing about it on the Thursday. No, you won't. Because I record Thursday before the finale is on. So, y'all, you'll hear about it on Friday. So, Big Fatty, get to the voice letters.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hard pants. This guy just came to the door. He had the nicest teeth and a very nice complexion. Very nice looking guy. Comes to the door and he's offering to treat the yard 3 feet down and 3 feet out from the house for fleas and ticks and bugs and whatever. And I'm like, I'm really not interested. I'm also working from home, so I really need to go. He's in the right business because he was just a bug. Now, have they taken him up on his offer? What would Haunt Cub think of me killing bugs? Like that? I'm assuming that they're going to get killed. I guess we'll find out if the neighbors down the street truly are getting their bugs treated and the bugs don't die, then that means they'll be crawling over to my house, right? So the bugs are going to be looking for new places to live. My house isn't going to have chemicals or whatever all around it. So they're going to come and live here. And that's how he's going to get me to. Just kidding. He offered to, so he's telling me the price for doing the whole house upstairs and downstairs and throw the garage in for extra whatever. And I'm like, oh no, we're in the process of renovating our downstairs and everything from down there is in the garage. So definitely not. But I really do have to get back to work and I really, really, truly am not interested. Okay, well, I'll be here over here in the neighborhood on Saturday. We're doing a few houses down and so if you change your mind and I'm like, okay, thank you, but no, we're really not interested. Okay, this is what I have to say about it. First of all, we don't have bugs in the house. If we did, I would take care of the bugs in the house. But there's not bugs in the house. Who am I to go, besides mosquitoes? Mosquitoes deserve to be murdered. Who am I to go and just kill random bugs? I mean, I don't have any plants outside, so if the neighbors have, you know, bugs eating their plants, well, too bad. You planted a meal for an insect, and now you're gonna murder it? What heaven.
So y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and it sounds like that guy certainly was bugging you, and I don't know that the Haunt Cub would be upset with killing a bug, but yeah, I may be wrong. You just stay away from his scorpions and not scorpions. What does he have? He has tarantulas. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and probably has a stink bug too.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Big Fatty. Happy birthday to you. Well, Big Fatty, I know that since Edward Charles had her birthday this week, your birthday and Dr. Stone's is coming up pretty quick here, so I'm not sure exactly when, but I thought I'd go ahead and call and sing my happy birthday song. When I turned 70, almost 9 years ago, I went to Yellowstone National Park and had my 70th birthday dinner at the Old Faithful in Yellowstone, and it was a good time. So anyway, I'm doing good, and I will be listening to you next week. Happy birthday. And have a good day. Bye.
Dan, good to see y'all. That, of course, is that Gary Bearden out there in Rainbow Acres and Rainbow Pines. Is that what it is? Shady Acres, Rainbow Pines, one of the two out there on the West Coast. And, Gary, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. You're a little premature. You know, the old gal, May the 7th, turned 70, completed her 70th year on the 7th of May. Yes, Big Betty, May the 7th. And, y'all, I did get a kind little testimonium from the old gal. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. I cannot. anyway, she basically said, thank you for your kindness on your little show. Big Fatty, everybody listens to the little show, whenever it's their, celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's true. So, Gary, Dr. Stone, by the way, Dr. Stone, he is in the Palm Springs. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. That's is he participating in the Dinosaur Classic? I don't know. He may be. Y'all, I had a voice letter from Dr. Stone, but y'all, I think I played it already, and I just didn't move it to the played. It was him talking about how he had to hire a plumber because he had thrown his back out, and he got the faucet put in, but the drain, he had to call in a plumber. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And speaking of plumber's crack, have you seen any more of that heated rivalry? Well, no, but I will. Yes, Big Fatty. And Gary, that's not till August. Not till August. You know, Dr. Stone, y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, Dr. Stone will be officially Daddy! Because y'all, he's turning 50. The 5-0, the big 5-0, Big Fatty. And I know that only because I'm 20 years older than he is. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Daddy and Grandpa. Well, it's true. But what can I say? But anyway. Oh, dear. God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. We'll be coming back from the Monroe Mills and Emmy Complex. We'll be going to the Sunrise Grill before we come back, though. And so that'll be fun. What was I going to say? There was something. Oh, y'all, I'm recording this prior to departure to the Maryland and the Complex. Y'all, I'm going to get my hands cut. And y'all, I'm going to turn my exercise rings off because I'm not going to do no exercising. Yes, Big Fatty, you're just going to be raising a glass at the Capri Lounge. Yes, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that clip. That was from Survivor's Ready, and that was the Faye Driver. Faye, anything you want to say?
It's like recovering from a weekend at the Horror Hotel.
Oh, yes, but we're just going to combine it into a one-night blowout, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.